My name is Alexia Morazan. I am 15 years old. Today is January 30th, 2019. And I'm speaking with Alvaro Morazan, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Miami, Florida. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
As a childhood, first of all, I was born in Managua, Nicaragua. As a child, I remember growing up through a torn country. The most I can remember of my childhood was being in, which is preschool, and then from preschool and elementary in Nicaragua, which again, it was during a time that it was a lot of conflict between the government and the Contras. I remember it was pretty much growing up pretty fast because our parents were working class. I was home a lot, either with our house workers or if not, my brothers and sisters, which pretty much raised us as we were kids. I remember having fun. I remember, playing throughout the mountains in Nicaragua, the beach places. I remember, again, unfortunately, a lot of bad stuff, more than good. But other than that, can't complain. I came as a young child to the United States of America in 1978 and 79. We stayed here. We had no other choice. Here, I remember being obviously an adolescent, already almost graduating out of elementary. That's where childhood actually really began to finally experience what a normal life was. Which, interacting with other kids, not worrying about anybody coming to your house and taking you away. I remember being active in sports. I remember being, happy for once until obviously got into junior high and then eventually high school and graduated.
Hmm. All right. Hold on. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
My best memory of you has been when you were little. I remember grabbing one of your teddy bears and started mimicking it like if the teddy bear was moving and alive, and you went crazy over this thing. Ever since I did that, you always brought me a plush toy, a teddy bear. A strawberry shortcake was about 4 feet tall, mind you, when you were only 2 feet tall or 1.5 feet tall. And you used to call it the cha-cha. And ever since that, you went crazy, you went bananas. Every time I made a plush toy move, if it was a Barbie doll, that was one of my favorite times being with you. I always made you laugh. I loved your laughter. You always giggle with me. And eventually you started doing a lot of stuff that I do to this day.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
In my life?
In your life, yes.
One of my most difficult times was change of a different environment. We're coming from a hostile environment where there was a lot of chaos, a lot of violence, and coming into a country where, obviously, land of the free, where it's just a totally different monster, we would say. It's really very new to us, the streets, the environment, the people. It was pretty rough for us at the beginning.
All right. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
As an adult, as a child, as a what?
Any happy memory.
Happy memory would be, I would say the first time when we first moved into this country. I remember we lived with my grandmother's at that time, and I think one of her happiest moments, she was a really tough lady to deal with, very very old-fashioned. I think one of my happiest times during that time was when we finally moved out and got a place of our own.
All right. Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
No, I think we've had a pretty clear an open book relationship, so I've never held back anything from you, and just like you've never held back anything from me. So basically, when there's something wrong or there's something in my head, I've always explained it to you or how I feel, and vice versa. So I don't really think so.
Thank you. How has being a parent changed you?
Entirely. Rude awakening. It's changed me in many ways, in ways that I never thought that I would be, beginning with responsibility, beginning with no life.
No.
No. Jokes aside, it's a rude awakening. It's you pretty much go into flight and fight mode, which is basically you're always on the alert. You're always on the, you know, making sure that, you know, your kids are not getting hurt, not getting sick, not cold, not hungry. You know, it's just it's a different world. It's a game changer. That's definitely is, you know, a fact.
All right. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Talk back to my mom. Seriously. That was not pleasant.
Okay. Is there anything you want to ask me that you have never asked me before?
Again, we've always been an open book relationship. To this day, I think you've always been honest. We meet up to this day. Basically, you know, the only thing I would ask you would be if there's anything you always wanted to talk about, no matter how scared or embarrassed you might be, please always feel safe and, you know, consider me besides a dad, a friend, and you know that I can be a person you can always come to and talk.
All right. I hope that caught it. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Repeat the question again.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative ones or like events?
Well, negative would be, you know, again, coming from a rough country, coming into the United States. I mean, it's definitely a game changer. I guess as a kid, also a lot of things that changed me and how to think. I also unfortunately experienced when the Challenger blew. We watched that thing live in the classroom. As far as positive, what changed me and I think the way my career and everything else, I remember the first time I ever, you know, recognized that I could draw. And I remember winning first prize with a bank. And I remember winning a piggy bank with $100. And of course, that changed my mind.
Oh my God.
How I teach things.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
My God. Study harder. Study harder. Take your time. Don't rush your studies. Don't rush through school. You know, absorb as much as you can and don't try not to rush through life because life is extremely short. We're here one day and we're gone the next.
Right. Thank you. This is the end of the interview, and I'd like to thank you for...
Love you, my baba.
No, letting me interview you.